Would you join me in welcoming our Pastor Derek Wallace?
Amen. It's good to be here. So I don't know, you probably have seasons where the Lord is just like in the room. You know, in the last week or so, I've just been having moments of God encounters where the reality of His presence just overwhelms me, where His goodness just becomes so real. And you can't help but say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You can't help but worship in His presence. As He enters in that atmosphere and changes the dynamics in the atmosphere of the room in your heart. How many of you know when God enters on the scene, things begin to change? So tonight I want to share with you some of the things that He's been sharing with me. And I've titled this message, Who's Your Daddy? Huh? Who's your daddy? It's time that we get a revelation and an understanding that God is for us and not against us. Not only is He for us and not against us, but He's actively working on our behalf. The favor of God rests upon the children of God. If you'll turn in your Bible with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. You know, there's been times in my life, as you turn there, that Satan's got his foot on my neck. It's just like, I can't get up, I can't get a break, I can't win. He's got me down, man. And in those moments, I say, Father, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to. Lord, I need you. Father, come. Come, Holy Spirit. And in those moments of vulnerability, the Father begins to move. Now, it may not change the circumstances, but He changes the child. And He begins to say, get off of him. You know, when I came to give my heart and life to the Lord, He took the grave clothes off. He said, no longer are you in chains. No longer are you enslaved. Now, according to Paul in this passage, we've been given a spirit of adoption and not of fear. You see, the enemy rules through fear. He likes to make you afraid. He likes to taunt you. He likes to lead you down into a road that looks good. And then all of a sudden, when you get there, you realize, hey, I'm lost. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know how to get out. I have no hope. God, hang your head down. And all of a sudden you say, Father, I don't know what I'm doing here because you didn't put me here. I put myself here. God, would you come and get me? Would you come and get me? Come on now. And when He walks in up on the scene and He tells the devil, you get off of him. He's mine. Yeah. Who's your daddy now? Come on. Who's your daddy? It's time that we know who our daddy is. Paul says in this passage, for all who have been being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, there's heirs also with God and fellow heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him so that we also may be glorified with Him. How many of you out there tonight, you're suffering? How many of you out there tonight, you're going through something and it feels like that you're just kind of at the end of your rope and you're holding on by your shoestrings? I got good news for you. Let go of your shoestrings. Let go of the rope. You don't have to hold on. He's got you. Amen? He's got you. I don't have to maintain it all together. I don't even have to keep it all together. Sometimes I don't even have to look like it's together. I just got to look like I'm in His hand. And sometimes I tell Him, Lord, I don't like this situation at all. And I don't like what you're doing either. I wish you'd go ahead and move on this situation. Come on, Jesus. Come on in here and change the situation. But sometimes he don't change the storm, he changes the child. You know? When they were in the boat with Jesus, and Jesus got up and said, what are y'all doing? You're so little of faith. You know, I'm in here with you. We ain't going down. Is Jesus in the boat with you? Come on, is the Holy Spirit in the boat with you? Who's your daddy? Come on now, who is your daddy? That's right. And Papa God's got me. He got the whole world. You know he spoke the world into existence. Do you know that he spoke the universes into existence? And you know the scientists are still studying today and they say it's expanding. You know, that's something about the creative nature of God. That when he spoke it, it just kept on going. It just kept on growing. So the Lord has said over you that he has begun a good work and he's faithful to complete it. Boy, it's just going to keep on going. In spite of what that old enemy is doing, it's just going to keep on going in the direction that the Lord wants. How many of you believe tonight that he's big enough to handle you and your problems? Amen? Come on now, who's your daddy? So let's look at Romans 8:15. Paul said, you didn't receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. You know, when you're walking in the world, guys, there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of fear. You, even in your life, you've been through some times where you're afraid. You may be in a moment right now where the enemy's got you buffaloed. He's got you bluffed. You're thinking, man, this can't get any worse. This is just going from worse to worse to worse. But let me tell you something. When you know who your daddy is, you say, well, Lord, you got it. It's all up to you. No matter what the circumstance looks like, no matter what the circumstance looks like, did you hear me? No matter what the circumstance looks like, who's your daddy? I can tell the enemy, say, my papa's got it. No matter what you do to me, like Job, my papa's got it. Quit looking at the circumstance and look at your papa. I probably told you this story, but when I was in fourth grade, we went out scouting for deer, my dad, and we got the truck stuck. It was me and my brother. You remember that, don't you, Gary? Susie? The whole county was looking for us. I mean, they was going to get a helicopter up, but the weather was too bad, so they couldn't get the helicopter up. But you know, I was with my daddy, so I wasn't worried. It was an adventure. Come on now. I mean, it was an adventure. We was out there in the dark, couldn't see nothing but his watch. All I could see was the light. I'd trip, I'd fall, I'd get up and try to hold my brother's shirt tail because he was between us because he's younger. And my dad, I know he's worried. I know he's fretting. I mean, he's shooting the rifle off. He's trying to get somebody to hear something somewhere. There's people all around us. We never heard one shot. They fired shots all night. We never heard one shot. Stayed there all night next to a tree. Woke up the next morning, heard the rooster crow. And Dad said, all right, we're going that way. We walked out, and he said, I know where we are. Let's go use this lady's phone now, telephone. You know, who's your daddy? Come on now. No matter where you're at in life right now, no matter what circumstance you're going through, no matter what it is, my father's got it. Amen. Many of you are praying for my granddaughter, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I know my father's got it. He's got it. And there's been times over the last 24 months that I'm like, boy, this is bad. This breaks my heart. Not just for her, but other things. But through it all, I can see the Father carrying me. I see times where I couldn't walk, times where I couldn't think, times where I couldn't do nothing. But say, Lord, it's worse than I thought. Holy Spirit, who's the comforter, comes and says, I got a message from you, Daddy. Come on now. I got a message from you, Daddy. You see this term in this passage? It is Abba. Abba. Like Papa. Like Daddy. Like a kid that's got faith in his father and got an intimate relationship with him. Says, Papa. 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 I need you, Papa. I need you, Papa. I think I read somewhere in this book, and it says, if he's for us, who or what can be against us? Do you believe, Papa? Do we believe the word? You see, the enemy, he's real sly. He likes to pull us out from amongst the rest of the sheep. He likes to get us thinking we're the only ones going through trials and tribulations. We're the only ones going through troubles. How many of you tonight, you're going through a few things? Come on, let me see your hands. How many of you tonight, look around. There's a few people going through a few things. But that ain't the end of the story. As old Paul Harvey said, now let's hear the rest of the story. Who's your daddy? Come on now. So he's going to come to you. And he's going to dust those ashes off of mourning. He's going to take those grave clothes off. And he said, go, get up, get up. That's not where you need to be. I heard your cry. He told Israel, I heard your cry. And I came to relieve you. Come on now. At what expense is he willing to go for you and I to walk in him and his family, to be a part of that inner family, to be able to call him the Papa? What expense did he go to? All the way to the cross, didn't he, brother? My little pee-pick and mine can't wrap the idea around when he said it is finished. It's what's happened, what's happening, and what will happen when it's finished. He's already got the answer before the problem ever came along. He already knew what Adam and Eve were going to do. He already knows what we're going to do. He already knows the trial and tribulation you're going to go through. And what did Jesus do when he went to him? He went and prayed. He went to the Father. Prayed to the point of blood and tears coming off his face, sweat coming off his face. And the victory was won, I believe, in the statement of, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. He trusted the Father so much that he let him put him through what he went through on the cross, what he went through when he was beaten and torn. And unrecognizable. Now, Lord, I've had to say this. Lord, I believe that you got this. But help my unbelief. Lord, my heart knows that you got this. But everything else, Lord, is saying different. But whose report are you going to believe? Come on now. Who's your daddy? See, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he raises up a standard. Well, he is the standard. He is the standard. Come on now. What's going to move God? What's going to move my Father? What's going to move Jesus? What's going to move the Holy Spirit? Everything they speak to moves on their behalf, not the other way around. You read that whole Bible from book front to back. You never once see him bow to anything or anybody. Everything bows to him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. And that includes Lucifer himself. And all of his devils. And all the trouble that he's stirring up. When we know, who we are and where we belong. That he spared not his own son. So that you and I might be able to call him Abba. Might be able to call him Papa. You see, God, he wanted a family. And you are part of that family. He spent everything on it. He's not going to fail you now. He's not going to fail you now. Because what he starts, he finishes. Right? See, God isn't just the architect of the universe. He isn't just a righteous judge. But he's a loving father who knows you intimately and knows your parts and knows what you need. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knows the numbers of hair upon your head. He don't have to count as many on mine as he used to. But some of you got a lot to count. Jesus said, not even a sparrow falls to the ground without him knowing. You see, when he spoke the universe into existence, he spoke life out of himself. He imparted life. He imparted the essence of life. He imparted the very origin of life. And you and I are here because he spoke. You and I will continue to be here because he's speaking. He's not silent. Now, you and I may feel at times that we're not hearing, but he's speaking, and he's speaking on your behalf. You see, when Paul writes that we got a spirit of adoption, Jesus said, I'm going away, and the one that comes, well, he's going to show you greater things than you saw with me. He's going to show you greater things. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes those greater things are just putting one foot in front of the other sometimes. When the old devil got his foot on your neck and you're like, I can't breathe. But I know who my daddy is. And I'm not going to stay here. Come on now. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? You see, and when he signed those adoption papers with the blood of the Lamb, and he said, it is finished. He was writing the adoption papers. And he handed them to Satan. And he said, these are mine for all who believe. Come on now. All who believe, they're mine. That one's mine. That one's mine. In the beginning, he made you in his image and likeness because he wanted you. See, that spirit of rejection's got to go. That's a lying spirit. That spirit of abandonment's got to go. In the presence of the Father, you feel a responsibility, you feel a reality that he wants you. When you understand who your father is, you begin to understand who you are. I'm a child of the King. You know, there's been times when I've been under attack, I had to look in the mirror and say, you know what? This is what God says about me. I'm the head and I'm not the tail. I'm a son of the King. I'm a child of God. No matter what the world says, no matter what your earthly parents might have said, no matter what anybody else said, this right here, this thing's for real, man. I mean, it's the truth. And whatever it says, I'm going to believe. And it says, I'm a child of God. That's why Jesus said, he said, don't just be rejoicing all because the demons are subject to you. That ain't nothing. They're so far beneath you as a son of God or child of God. They're not even worth rejoicing over. When you cast it out, it ain't even worth it. But rejoice that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Woo! Come on now. That's some good stuff right there. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It says my son, Derek Ray Wallace, belongs to me. The blood was spilled, the blood was shed, poured upon him for his sins. His account no longer has any debt. You see, in Roman law, when they adopted a child, whatever that child owed before was erased and wiped clean. No longer did they owe. You see, the old devil, he comes up to you and he tries to remind you of who you were. He tries to remind you of what you said yesterday that you might not should have said. What you did yesterday that you might not have should have. Right? You say, Lord, that's not me. Forgive me, Father, because you made me to look like you. You made me to walk with you. A wise old man of the faith once told me, he said, man, when he comes, you just tell him you're right. All those things are right. But God. All those things were in the past. None of those matter anymore. The slate's been wiped clean. Though my sins were red like stained, Jesus washed them white as snow. He cast them as far as the east is from the west. So when the old enemy comes up and he's stirring all that old stuff up, oh, well, you really ain't. You really ain't. You really ain't. Using a little Southernese on you there. You really are. I really am. I really am a son of God. It's not by my action. It's not by my works, but it's by his works, by his actions. So when you're adopted, all that stuff's been washed clean. All that stuff's forgiven. But the old man comes, or the old Satan comes, and he says, oh, you remember this? You remember that? Yeah, I do, and I was a rascal. I was a scoundrel. I was selfish. And that was wicked. But that ain't me no more. That man's dead. He's dead. He's dead. This new man's alive. He's a new creation. All that's like water off a duck's back. It don't matter anymore. You see, you don't, even when you do wrong, you don't have to clean yourself up to come talk to Daddy. Come on now. If you think that, you don't know who your daddy is. And you also don't know who you are. Paul says you can enter the throne room boldly. And I'm going to tell you, there's been a few times I busted up on the scene in there. I said, Lord, this ain't right. And Lord, I don't agree. But nevertheless, Lord, you're God and I'm not. I'm your son. And whatever you say goes, Papa. See, your past has been paid for. Your grave clothes have been torn off. And he's put a robe of righteousness. Without spot, without wrinkle. It's been dipped and washed in the blood of the Lamb, and it's put on you. So though your sins were like scarlet, they're now washed in your white as snow. They are no more. See, the Spirit of God, it says in this passage, bears witness that you and I are children of God. When you're born again, you got that capacity for the Spirit of the living God. So fathom this. When you're born again, you're given everything that you need to walk in the fullness of who God is. Because he didn't do it halfway. He didn't do it a work that's incomplete. You say, but I don't feel like that. We don't go by feelings. We go by faith. Our flesh can get wound up in those feelings, and you can feel like, hey, I'm struggling today. The reality is, we have those moments. But I say, Father, Daddy, help me. Help me, Lord, to keep my eyes on you and not on the circumstance. Whatever this old flesh does today, it don't have a voice. It does not have a say unless I give it one. So who am I going to believe? I'm going to believe the Lord. So your adoption is not even a question. You're secured by the blood of the Lamb. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. You are marked. You are sealed to produce fruit that brings forth the righteousness of God on the face of the earth. You see, the Holy Spirit is in you. And when we just say, okay, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, whatever you want to do today, we begin to hear God. And when he says, hey, I want you to pick this paper up, you go, oh, that's just crazy. Why does God want me to pick that paper up? I mean, sometimes it's as simple as that. And you pick it up and you're holding it. You're like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. You walk around with it, and all of a sudden God says, I want you to give it to that person. You see, it's those simple steps of obedience that lead us into victory after victory after victory, glory after glory after glory. It's those little things that you're standing in the line at the supermarket. And the Lord said, I want you to pray for that person. And you just begin to pray for them. He may tell you to pray out loud, and he may not. He may not. How many of you can just pray for somebody standing in for you? How many of you can just listen to the Holy Spirit when he says, hey, I want you to pay for that person's groceries. Hey, I want you to pay for that person behind you in line at the drive-thru. It's the little things that win us the victories at the next level because we're being obedient and we learn how to hear the voice of the Father. You see, that spirit of the living God that's calling to your spirit, he's stirring something up in you, and it's good. He's stirring something up in you, and he says, today, you know what I want from you? I want you to show him who your daddy is. No matter the circumstances, no matter what's going on, I want him to show who your daddy is. So tonight, I titled this message, Who's Your Daddy? Because I want you to be able to look at the enemy and say, hey, I know who my daddy is. I know who my daddy is. I know what the word says. Some of you tonight, you're struggling with that concept of Father God. Some of you tonight, you've had earthly fathers that have not done you a favor in representing him rightly. Some of you tonight, you've got a skewed idea of what that looks like. And when we get to the end of this tonight, we're going to have what I call Father's blessing. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. How do you know God came to set the captive free? He don't want his people captive. He came to set you free. Some of the things that you're wrestling with and some of the things you're struggling with and you've been struggling with, I believe there's anointing here tonight that you can say, I know who my daddy is. I know who my father is. I believe that there's some things that are beginning to shift. I believe the enemy is breaking, or the Lord is breaking some things off that the enemy has put on you that you've been wrestling with for a while. And all you got to realize is, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? You know, we use that term as like somebody does something and they're kind of victory dancing and it's like, who's your daddy? So tonight I say to the enemy, I know who my daddy is. I know who my father is. How about you tonight? Do you know who your father is? Do you know who he is? Do you know how much he loves you? Do you know the mountains he's willing to move for you? Do you know that he's willing to give you a voice to speak to that mountain and that mountain move? Do you know that he's given you a voice to represent him? My goodness. What a concept. This old piece of flesh and dirt is going to represent the King of Glory. But the spirit that lives inside of me produces fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, long-suffering, self-control. And as that fruit is released on the face of the earth, I believe people are going to begin to declare even more now than ever something different about that one. They've been with Jesus. Come on now. That one knows who his daddy is. That one knows who your daddy is. You and I were put here to change the earth. When the Father walks into a situation, when Jesus comes into a situation, when the Holy Spirit comes in, he doesn't adjust to the temperature in the room. He changes the temperature because he is the thermostat. You and I carry that DNA. You and I carry that ability to speak into the spirit realm and release the anointing of God over a situation, over people. We carry something called the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. The resurrection power of Christ. Those dry bones can live, folks. Those dry bones in your families you don't think's coming back to the Lord, they can live. I declare tonight in the name of Jesus that those with cancer, they can live. Because I know who my father is. Who's your daddy? Come on now. He's not afraid of cancer. He's not afraid of sin. He's not afraid of drugs. He's not afraid of alcohol. He's not afraid of those spirits of abandonment and rejection. He's not afraid of those things. He walks into the room and they go, yes, sir. Why are you here? That's what they ask Jesus. Why are you here? Come on now. Who's your daddy? You see, God's a God who provided for you. His provision for you is beyond what you can see, touch, feel, or taste. He provided the Holy Spirit to live inside of you. You are a spirit man. Quit thinking like a carnal man. It's time that we get the revelation that we're walking in the Spirit. Amen? Those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. If you are God's, you're going to walk in the Spirit. Now, what can the Holy Spirit change on the face of the earth if he's got vessels that are willing to walk around loaded and ready to declare who their daddy is? Huh? What can change? What can shift? Think about it. But I caution you. It's not cockiness. It's not arrogance. It's humility. Jesus washed their feet. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. you're going to have to wash some feet. Don't you think that when Jesus knelt down to wash the feet of his disciples, something in that room shifted? You see, there's a reality of knowing who your daddy is. But when you know who your daddy is, you know that it's not beneath him to get down and wash your feet. It's not beneath him to serve those that are beneath him. By serving, he died on that cross. Your flesh has no place in this. Because the flesh and the spirit, they do not go together. Those who worship him in spirit and truth. Flesh has no place in his presence. So I want you to know tonight that you're highly favored. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen race, a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. People for God's own possession. You won't talk about being possessed. We possess. Woo! What we possess with? We possess with the power of the Holy Spirit. Woo! That's the right kind of possession. Amen? So those others that are possessed with something else, it don't matter. Deliverance is just a byproduct of walking in the Spirit. You're going to come in contact with them. They will recognize you. My son and I were walking down the mall one day, and this girl was sitting over there. She was kind of talking to herself. Things were kind of strange, and she was all blessed, dressed in black. And my son said, "Dad, what's wrong with her?" I said, she's got a demon. We kept walking. We went into the store. Turn around, come back. She's standing in the doorway. Hair stands up on the back of my neck, and I think, okay, go. We about to have one on right here. You about to see what a demon looks like when it faces Jesus. Look me in the eyes. Dropped the head. Walked off. It didn't want that confrontation. They can't stand in the presence of your daddy. But here's why you're chosen to be a possession, so that you may proclaim the excellence of him who has called you. Woo! I'm going to proclaim his excellence. So who's your daddy? Wherever you go, are you proclaiming his excellence? Are you letting the Holy Spirit out? Or are you keeping it on a leash? Unleash that thing, man. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm here for you. I'm ready for the show. Whatever you want to do today, I'm ready. So I want to address you that maybe you got a raw deal on an earthly father. Maybe that's a struggle for you. I'm telling you right now, there is a blessing from the Father above that can break that thing off of you tonight. I'm going to ask Pastor Eddie and Pastor Doc, his two fathers, if you'll come up here and stand in the faith. Some of you other men of God, if you'll come up here and stand in the faith. And as Pastor Andrew comes, as we close, I just want him to stand there. And if you feel like tonight that there's something about the Father that you need, there's something that you feel like, you know, I'm struggling with my earthly father. I never got a blessing. I never heard a word of affirmation. I never was told that I did good. I never felt like my Father approved of me. That spirit of abandonment, that spirit of rejection tonight is going to die. These men are anointed. Some of you others, come on up. Some of you men that you know who you are, come on up and pray for people. So as Pastor Andrew plays, I want you, man, woman, no matter your age, it doesn't matter. The Lord's got something up here for you tonight. If y'all will stand in closing and just begin to make your way forward. Just begin to make your way forward. I believe the Lord showed me there's some in here that need this thing that we're talking about tonight. It may be 1, 2, 10, it may be 100. I don't know. I'm not counting. Father God, we thank you that you are a daddy. We thank you, Lord, that in you we have security. In you we have acceptance. In you we have life and life more abundantly. Lord God, that you provided everything we need, that you're never is your hand too short or anything too difficult. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If that's you tonight, come on. If that's you tonight, come on. Got something else you want prayer for, I want you to come forward. It's an open altar. Whatever the Lord shares with you, speaks with you, feel free to come. Tonight, I just feel like you're struggling with some financial issues. I want you to know that your daddy owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. His hand's not too short. Some of you tonight, you're struggling with some emotional things. I just want you to know that God is the regulator of emotions. Some of you, you may be struggling with addiction. Come on and get free. Whatever you're struggling with tonight, the Lord's got it. While they're praying for that, I want to speak to some of you men in this audience tonight. The body of Christ needs fathers. The body of Christ needs fathers. He needs men that knows who their daddy is, that isn't trying to prove anything, that isn't trying to be something, but they already are something because they understand what Jesus made them to be. That's the biggest lie the church has been sold in 20 years or one of them. We got to be becoming. No, we already are. We already are. If you're looking at it any other way, you're looking at it in the flesh. You already are who God made you to be. So as you get prepared to leave and we dismiss, we release you here. Remember, there's prayer up here in the altar. Just be respectful. But I just want to say to you, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? When you leave here tonight, say, I know who my daddy is. So when the enemy comes, you just tell him, my Father's got you. Father, I just pray that you bless them right now. Father, I pray that every provision that's needed in this place is met. I pray, God, that your face shine upon them. I pray, God, they experience the favor of God through the rest of this week and the rest of their lives, that they begin to see your hand move in their, on their behalf, that they begin to understand, Lord, that they're not under a curse, but they're under a blessing. They've been removed from that. That those things that happen, God, is just part of life and part of tests and part of trials and part of tribulations. That, God, you got this. Amen. Amen. You're welcome to leave.